thank you for joining us for the Help for Wounded Spirits broadcast. We exist to help those wounded and suffering through life's trials. Here is our host and best-selling author, Doug Carriger.
Great to be back with you. We certainly hope this finds you well and in the arms of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. He alone is worthy. He alone is worthy of our worship. He alone is the reason we get together and do this broadcast. Sitting just a few feet from me. Good morning, Kevin.
Good morning, Doug. How are you, Dr. Carriger?
I'm doing great. How are you, dear brother?
Doing well. Doing well. No complaints. Hallelujah.
We serve a great God, folks. And as we go on, I mentioned to you yesterday as we closed out the broadcast that today we're going to be talking about betrayal or being betrayed. And boy, we've been there, haven't we? And, you know, this isn't a new phenomenon. It happened to our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. We're going to read about that. But he's warning us. This is coming. There's going to be betrayal. But then God gives us these wonderful tidbits to live with, to enjoy. And a false witness shall not be unpunished. And he that speaketh lies shall not escape. And then shall many be offended and shall betray one another, shall hate one another. We're going to see that in just a few minutes. And talking about, boy, we're going to get to the point where we're betraying each other. And we're seeing that today, aren't we? We're seeing churches rise up against churches. People rise up against people. Spouses rise up against spouses. Families rise up against families. But let me tell you, we got a God that can keep us straight. But Jesus saith unto Judas, betrayest thou with the Son of Man with a kiss? And boy, he knew that it was coming. And when you stand praying, folks, forgive that have ought against you, that your Father also, which is in heaven, may forgive you your trespasses. So here we are. Betrayal comes. Sometimes we can be the betrayers, Kevin. Sometimes we need to learn how to forgive. Sometimes we need to show up and say, what in the world is going on in this world? Well, we're looking at it. We're seeing it in the Bible. There's persecution of believers. And, you know, we've been warned about it. We're going to be warned about it in today's part of the discourse. There's persecution going on. Kevin, I never remember a time, and I know I say this every year, I never remember a time where persecution has been so great. I cannot remember a time in my life, more than six decades, where there's been so many that just walk away from the truth. There's so much apostasy these days. There's so much in there. Doesn't it feel like we're in the midst of it?
Yeah, we're in the midst of it. It's the thick of it here. I am thinking as you're talking there and saying some really, really profound things that betrayal is oftentimes the result of fear. It's a result of ego. It's, you know, someone that wants to kiss up to someone else will oftentimes turn someone in and say, you know, look at this person over here. I know I was in California and I was spraying some parts. We had a motorhome. This is 24 years ago. We had some parts on the motorhome and we were spray painting in someone's backyard. And the guy's like, stop spraying. The neighbors will turn us in for spraying spray paint out here. I was like, what? Wow. He's like, oh yeah, man, they'll betray you in a heartbeat. You know, it's the idea I'm going to win kudos with someone. And it could be that some neighbor legitimately thought that it was, you know, they drank
attacking the ozone, brother.
Yeah. But it was in the case of buttering up, it's like, it was the Herodians in the New Testament. It's like, oh, Herod, we love you. We're Jews, you know, we're Pharisees, whatever. We love you, and, you know, we think you're the best thing in the world. You know, you're trying to win points with the guy in charge. So that's one reason for betrayal. And then there's fear. You know, when there is persecution, there are people that will betray you, and they're going to be saying, hey, I don't want to lose my life. Take him, kill me last. You know, if the sky is falling, you know, it's a fear reaction, a fight. It can be fight or flight. It can be a traumatic thing where you're being triggered. But hey, recognize that when we're going through a terrible situation, that we may be just so afraid that we will be tempted to betray. And the Bible says that in the last days, you know, people will betray their parents, people will betray their kids, people will betray their spouses, people will just, you know, to kiss up, to win favor. You know, it might be that someone else it's, you know, it's promising something. You're like, ooh, I've seen this up close where they're like, oh yeah, you're right. This other person really is a jerk. Let me tell you some more dirt on him or her. And it's the idea of betrayal to win favor with someone, or again, the fear aspect, kill me last, you know, I'll betray this other person so I can stand behind them and let you shoot them. But it's a bad situation. It's a bad kettle of fish. And Jesus said that men shall betray one another. And as the last days come, people will be more prone to deceive and be betray because of the deception that's out there. And, you know, the Bible says, because iniquity shall abound, the love of many would wax cold. Why would a child betray their parents, Doug?
Yeah.
Because their love has waxed cold. You know, when there's an iniquity all over the place, it becomes a pretty loveless environment. People don't love one another. Hey, look out for number one. You know, you get on the highways of any city that I mean, people are looking out for number one, and they're flipping, you know, symbols into fingers to people. The universal symbol of contempt is flashed out the window. It's like, what in the world? I didn't see the guy, or you know, just iniquity shall abound because of the iniquity, the self-serving nature of mankind. People will begin to betray one another because they're going to say, I'm going to check my love at the gate, man. I left that long ago because of that.
Yeah, I, you know, brother, exactly what you're saying there. It's so real today. And some of you are listening and going, yeah, I was betrayed recently, or this person hurt me, and there's so much pride involved with this. The devil knows our besetting sins, and that besetting sin is that one sin, boy, that can have dominion over you if you don't pray about it and give it to God. And boy, the devil allures us. For many, it's cash. For others, it's lust. For others, it's power. It's pride. I mean, you name it. But some of you are saying, but Brother Doug, I've been there. I lived through that just recently. I've been betrayed. I want you guys to know something. You're not alone. Our Lord was betrayed. I read that verse about Judas betraying him. I think that, you know, Kevin could sit here and probably wax eloquently for 3 hours about the way he's been betrayed. I could match those 3 hours with three of my own. But it's important that we understand, what do we do with all this? And, you know, we get hurt by our friends. I was reading Psalm 41:9 a few minutes ago, and Kevin was talking, and it came to my mind. And by the way, we're going to talk about love going cold here, I think, in tomorrow's broadcast. So it's going to go on. No, I'm glad you brought that up. But in Psalm 41:9, it says, yea, mine own familiar friend in whom I trusted, which did eat of my bread, had lifted up his heel against me. I want you to know, friends, that not only has it happened to you, our Lord, it's happened to David. It's been around as long as there's people in pride. Betrayal is real, but you serve a great God who can pull you out of that. You serve a great God who's never going to betray you. You serve a great God that betrayal is not in his vocabulary. But, you know, he's predicting, as we go through and we look at the verses today, he's predicting that we're going to be offended. He's predicted that there's going to be betrayal. He's talking about a rise of false prophets. And, you know, Kevin, the Lord's telling us this is going to happen. The problem is, and the reason we went back to the Olivet Discord, is so many of us skip these chapters in life. And we want everything to be hunky-dory. We want everything to be a Walton's TV show where it starts off and John Boy made a mistake, Jim Bob lied, the girl who loved John Boy didn't really love John Boy, but at the end of that one-hour program, everything's all better. Well, folks, I'm here to tell you today with the Olivet Discourse, at the end of all this, everything's better, but there's some tribulation. Yeah. There's some stuff going on here. And Kevin, I mean, have you had that gut feeling where you've been gutted when you've been betrayed?
I have. When you find out that there's been a conspiracy or something, and I'm using the word conspiracy because I actually looked it up in the scriptures. It's found one place in the Bible. Ahithophel got in conspiracy with Absalom, David's son, and they made a conspiracy, and it says a conspiracy against the king, David. And the conspiracy was strong, it says, for the people increased continually with Absalom. So when there's a movement to betray someone, That's what conspiracy is about. And Jesus is talking about the days of conspiracies. You know, there's, if everyone thinks there's a conspiracy, it's probably not a a theory. If so, stop calling something like that a conspiracy theory. But you know, Absalom had a genuine conspiracy going. David was oblivious to it. And someone came and said, hey, you need to leave town now. Why? Absalom will kill you. What? And he was blindsided. But like Doug, like you said, we don't want to be blindsided by these things. But that's, thank God we've got the scriptures warning us to be aware.
Yeah, sometimes you can just be gutted. Your kids will let you down. People will let you down, whatever the case may be. And it just got you. And I've been there. I'm speaking from experience. Not anyone else's, but there's a lot of you out there probably shaking north and south with your head saying, yeah, I've been there. But let me let you know something. God will never betray you. And God told us, that's why I read that verse, forgiveness, right in the beginning of this whole shooting match. Because we've got to have forgiveness for these knuckleheads. They're real, they're ignorant, they're betraying, they're away from God. Hey, hang with us. We'll be right back with you.
Doug will return shortly. Meanwhile, you're hearing this music while radio stations are identifying themselves and broadcasting advertisements.
If you wanted, I could do one at 10 hours.
Hey, folks, thanks for hanging with us. Here we are. We're continuing on our verse-by-verse study of the life of Christ. We find ourselves doing the Olivet Discourse, and we're in the book of Matthew, chapter 24, and today we're looking at verses 9 through 14. Then shall they deliver you up to the afflicted, and shall kill you, and ye shall be hated of all nations for my name's sake. Here's the Lord warning us, hey, if you're me, they're going to hate you. They're going to kill you. They're going to try to. They're going to kill you in this world with their words. And then shall many be offended, and shall betray one another, and shall hate one another. And many false prophets shall arise, and shall deceive many. And because iniquity shall abound, the love of many shall wax cold. But he shall endure unto the end, and the same shall be saved. And the gospel of the kingdom shall be preached in all the world for a witness unto all nations. And then shall the end come. So there's a lot of things going on. First of all, the Lord's telling us as soon as the gospel's been preached around this world, the end's coming. We see that right at the end. But we're being warned that people are going to be offended for no reason. There's so much misunderstanding in the world today. You say something, you go, wait a minute, did you hear what I said? And folks, I can't tell you how many times they're saying, whoa, I got that wrong. Sorry about that. That's the devil. That's what's going on. So we're talking about persecution of believers here. And he's telling his disciples, he said, listen, believers are going to face this persecution. There's going to be affliction. There's even going to be death for your allegiance with me. And it's going to be widespread. It's going to be everywhere. There's going to be betrayal. He's predicting there that there's going to be this betrayal in verse 10. And you know, it highlights the disruptive, non-moral thing that's going on in this world. I mean, people lie and they lie. And I was reading something the other day where, you know, the president had quoted somebody else's speech. And he went to his staff and he said, listen, don't worry. He said, I want you to know the only thing we got to fear is fear itself. But anyway, but coldness of love, which is something that Kevin was talking about that I told you we'd see it a little bit. And the love of many will grow cold. Man, we're seeing that. Boy, they could shut off loved ones with just a blink of an eye, brother. By the time you can drop a pin, people can shut you off today. And that's the devil. That's this world. But then there's great news at the end. But through this, because of all this, the gospel is going to spread around the world. And I've been reading some pretty great accounts. You know, most of the Muslim world is closed from the gospel of Christ. They're afraid. This is the truth. They don't want people to know the truth. You can be arrested. You can be hanged. But can I tell you what's happening in those countries? They're listening to these ear Christian networks. They're watching stuff on TV. Iraq right now is blocking different networks. At any given time, there's 250 networks coming across people's phones. From the radio, they can watch messages. They're being preached in Arabic. They're being preached out of Iraq. It's crazy what's going on in the world. But folks, the gospel will be spread. And I think, Kevin, we got to remember always the good side of these things.
Yeah, you're right. Opportunity. There's things like our trauma ministry is reaching people at an opportunity. You know, yeah, there's a need. People are hurting. People are dying. People are hurting themselves. People are hurting other people. But what about the opportunity? They're open now more than they ever were. That's why I got saved. I got saved because I was going through a traumatic time. My mother had said that she was going to die of cancer, and she said she had a year to live. So guess what? I was in trauma. Well, suddenly I was like, what's up? Why? Like the yesterday's topic, I think, was questions. Why? So we have this opportunity that the Bible talks about here that's being opened up as Jesus is talking about the gospel going around the world. But, you know, I can't get away, too, of this idea of, man, just so many things here. As I'm looking at it, it's almost distracting because it's like, wow. But, you know, it says people hating one another, betraying one another, you know, just at any given time, betrayal. You mentioned shutting people off. So there's a spectrum. You know, what we have today is cancel culture. Cancel culture is, I'm going to turn you off because you're against the narrative. You're not politically correct. I'm going to turn you off. I'm going to tune you out. But there's also, I'm going to cancel you. I'm going to stop your voice. I'm going to exclude you from college campuses from talking. I'm going to exclude you from network TV. I'm going to exclude you. Or they may cancel your life. And it may be a child with euthanasia someday to be able to say, yeah, he was just kind of a pain. She was kind of a pain. So we felt their life was miserable. So we put in for a euthanasia request. It was okayed. And I think it's best. They're not happy. You know, they're miserable. So, I mean, we're not there yet, but I'm just saying that's part of the cancel culture mentality. I was reading in Russia, there's this person, I forget who it is, famous person that recently came up dead. And his wife said, hey, this is not an accident. And what they attributed it to at first was sudden death syndrome. Yeah. Sudden death syndrome. Wow.
He just died. Yeah.
He just died. We don't know. We just call it sudden death syndrome. And yeah, he's dead. And yeah, he had a bunch of
and his doctor looked a lot like Putin. You know?
Yeah. Yeah, there was so you know, we're that way now. If the government wants to silence you, I mean, there may be a carjacking. When what do you know? There was a carjacker. What you know? And it, yeah, it turned bad and went sour. No witnesses, but it, you know, evidently the guy he killed the guy. Well, where's the carjacker? He's dead too. You know, he was shot by police. So. You know, we're just in that day. And the Bible says in the last days, perilous times shall come. But ye are not in the dark. Jesus said that they should overtake you as a thief. So we can see these things. And you mentioned, Doug, at the beginning of this or yesterday, we have a gut instinct from God. We genuinely have the Holy Spirit inside of us. So whereas a lost person, he's got a good gut instinct. If he's being lied to, or if there's a threatening situation, go with your gut, and that's usually the truth. But how much more for a Christian that we are indwelt by the Spirit, Doug? That when Jesus said, "Take heed, beware lest any man deceive you," we can perceive, like Nehemiah says, "I perceive that the Lord had not sent him." We can perceive that you know it could be a situation where. You know, there's a danger. And when you just don't feel right about a situation spiritually, you need to ask some other people. You don't need to go gossiping if it's in your church, but you need to say, you know, what do you think about it? Is this just me? And again, we're not talking about causing a conspiracy to hurt someone. We're trying to get perception here. Is there something? Is the wool being pulled over my eyes? Jesus Christ warned us. And so we sometimes have that spiritual gut feeling. Go with that spiritual gut feeling and act upon it. Consult the Word of God. Consult the counsel from wise people that have been down that road. And then see what God leads you to. But, Doug, I'm just so glad Jesus said, you know, I'm telling you this ahead of time. It's not going to overtake you as a thief. You're not going to be the dumb guy, you know, that's standing there, you know, with your pants down, the light on, hopefully. That will say, you know what, I want to go into this thing with eyes open and with a good attitude, like you said earlier, looking for Jesus Christ in the situation. What is he teaching me? What am I learning in this situation? Who can I help in this situation? How can I grow to a new level of faith in this situation? And we'll find out that God knows how to do even that.
Yeah, that's real. And just where he's encouraging believers to be faithful when cold love comes, to have a selfless love, to have a godly love. You know, this encourages, I think, the scripture today, committed, you know, to be more committed, to be more faithful to Christ, to trusting in his promise of salvation. You know, there's so much that can come out of this scripture. Like Kevin would say, what do we do with all this? And spreading the gospel, be more involved in missions, be more involved in inviting people to church. There's so much we can take from this scripture. And those of us who've been through this trauma, these traumas in life, and been through these things, if we're not careful, you know, the roars and rumors of wars and the earthquakes and all these different things, the betrayals, all those different things, boy, they can floor us. But if we're that person that just slides up to the cross and says, God, I need your help.
Yeah.
You know what he does? He gives you help. That's the God we serve. Make sure you come back tomorrow. We're going to be talking about being prepared for all this stuff that's going on. Preparedness. What a military term. But we look forward to talking to you tomorrow. May God bless you. Thank you. Have a great day.
Thank you for listening to our broadcast. At Help for Wounded Spirits, we believe the Bible and place great importance on you having a personal relationship with your Lord and Savior. The Bible delivers a clear and simple message of salvation, outlining how you can begin your personal relationship now. First, recognize that you are a sinner, as all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Second, understand that there is a cost to our sin, as the wages of sin is death. Third, realize that Jesus alone paid that price. To receive salvation, simply ask the Lord to save you in Jesus' name while believing in your heart that He alone can save you, and He will. If we can help you with your salvation or to direct you to a local church, please do not hesitate to contact us. For additional helpful resources, including our new TV series, more information, or to donate and support this crucial ministry, please visit us at woundedspirits.com. May God bless you.